Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of When Life Gives You Lemons podcast. If you're new, I'm your host, India Watson, and if you're not new, welcome back. So for today's episode, I want to just jump straight in. I want to get right to it, and I want to talk about projection. I feel like this is something that's so prominent, something I really talk about for a while because I've been thinking about it for a bit. I've been like tying into it, like really focusing in on it and how it's coming up in my life, how it's coming up in the lives of others, like around me. I really feel like a lot of the times we make other people feel bad because we feel bad. I've seen this in a lot of my friendships. I've seen this in a lot of people, like I said, around me. So I really just want to talk today about projection. So to really get into this episode, I want to start out with the fact that I believe like one of two things in life. I think one, everything comes full circle. I've realized this junior year, but I think that in this life, we're either the ones being hurt or we are the ones hurting others. I think, let me put this in a better way. I think in certain instances, there's always going to be two sides. So say, and this isn't always like exactly, but this is basically when people aren't healed. When they do not heal, they tend to project. The way somebody treated you in your last relationship that really affected you, that made you feel really bad, if you don't heal from that, you are going to be the one inflicting that same pain onto someone else in a different aspect. Maybe not be in the same way. They may have cheated on you in your last relationship. You may not be the one cheating, but you may be doing unfaithful, unloyal things. I truly believe that everything in this life comes full circle. I feel like I've sat in my life and realized that, I'll be like, dang, this person made me feel really bad and now I'm the one making somebody else feel the same way that someone else made me feel. To be more exact, I was in a, like, I guess relationship with someone and I realized, like, they have very poor communication skills. I am not fond of people who don't know how to communicate because for a long, like, time in my life, I've really struggled with communication and I've learned to get better at it. And I've been making more of a conscious effort to, you know, tell people how they're making me feel, tell people how their actions have me messed up, telling people like, hey, I'm not okay with this, you know, trying to be more assertive with boundaries and things like that. So when I'm in this relationship and I'm talking to this person and they're more of like a, I don't want to talk to you, I'm going to ignore you for 5 hours and then we're going to talk like nothing's wrong. That was very triggering for me. That was very hard for me. That was very frustrating for me. Because I had worked so hard to be better at communication. I had worked so hard to work things out, especially in like a situation like that or whatever the case may be. I've worked so hard to be able to have clear communication. And I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, you're 17. I'm 17. Why are you ignoring me like you're 5? I don't like the silent treatment. It makes me feel bad. It makes me overthink. It makes me very anxious. Like I'm telling this person like, hey, it's giving me anxiety. Like, please, can we just have a conversation? And those things are continuing. Once that relationship ended, I started talking to another person and I realized I'd literally pick up the same traits this person was putting down. So how this person was ignoring me for hours, I would start ignoring this next person for hours. They try to communicate. I'm like, I literally don't want to talk about this right now. Like, I don't really care. We're not going to talk about this. This is not a conversation I want to have. You need to figure it out. Like, and I realized that I was like, this person treated me like this. It made me feel bad, made me very anxious, made me very upset, made me very frustrated. It made me feel like I was talking to a brick wall. And here I am being the inflictor in someone else's life because I'm not healed from this person and I'm projecting how they made me feel onto someone else. I'm treating someone how they treated me, even though this person is very undeserving of that pain another person caused me. That's what projection does, in my opinion. I personally feel like when you are unhealed, when you don't sit and take the time to analyze, understand that how this person is treating you is not your fault. It has nothing to do with you. That does not mean you should pick up their nasty negative traits. Like until you understand that, you're never going to progress in another relationship or in another friendship or anything. It doesn't always have to be in a romantic aspect or a romantic situation or setting. This literally has to do with friendships as well. Like, parental relationships, it literally it goes everywhere. It goes any and everywhere. I think I'm so like big on this too because I've seen so many videos where people are like, oh, I was trying to change this person. I was trying to beg this person to act right. I was trying to beg this person to fix this. I was trying to beg this person to fix that. I couldn't do that. Now I act just like them. That's because you don't heal. You do not like First of all, I feel like we don't sit and take the time to realize like how this person is treating me, how this person is, their actions, their character, who they are as a person has literally nothing to do with me. It's not my fault that they're like this. It's not my fault that they are very avoidant. It's not my fault that they don't know how to communicate. It's not my fault that they're treating me like crap. I didn't do anything to deserve that. And you know, sometimes even just by sticking around, you can take responsibility for the fact that you recognize you don't like the way you're being treated, but you're still sticking around. You can take accountability for that fact. But for their own actions, do not blame yourself for that. However, you do have to heal from that. You do have to recognize that's not my fault, but just because that's how they treated me does not mean that's how I deserve to be treated. That's not who I am. Don't adopt that mindset. Don't adopt that character trait. Don't adopt being a cheater because you got cheated on. Don't adopt acting like all nonchalant because you were dealing with someone who's nonchalant. Don't become these people. I, in so many instances, guys, have become the people who have hurt me. In so many ways, I've realized, like, I'm acting more nonchalant. I'm acting more like I don't care. I'm ignoring people when they're coming to me with very important issues. I'm not communicating anymore. I'm shutting down a communication. I'm repressing my emotions 10 times more than I ever was before. I'm doing things that I typically don't do out of habit. Like, stop mimicking the bad, poor traits that other people have shown you and that they've developed, because honestly, that just creates a more unhealed and unhealthy version of you. That creates a more, like, unwelcoming environment around you, because the way that you feel is the way that you're treating others, which makes them feel just as bad. It just creates such an unhealthy and unwelcoming and unloving, you know, place. And you're never going to truly be happy with yourself at the end of the day, because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to think, this is not me. What happened to me? Who am I? What am I doing? Like, I have sat in my mirror, been like, what happened to me? Like, stop letting people ruin you. Stop letting people ruin your heart. Stop letting people ruin your mind. Stop letting people take over and like, let their hurt and anguish and pain cultivate you. Like, don't become that. Don't become pain. Don't become suffering. Don't become angry. Don't become nonchalant. Don't become careless. Stop becoming these people who hurt you because they are unhappy. Like, they are unhealed versions of themselves. You are literally attracting and gravitating towards more unhealed people because you are an unhealed person. That's literally what it is. I feel like with projection, you are inevitably just pushing how you feel onto other people. Like, we subconsciously do this. I don't think it's ever like, oh, I feel like crap, so I'm gonna make everybody else around me feel like crap. No, I think it's a very subconscious thing. I feel like we just make other people feel bad because we feel bad, and that's bad. That's bad. I actually will talk to my friends about this, because I was like, boom, has this person been acting weird to you guys? The answer would always be, yeah, they've been rude, they've been mean, they've been this. And it'd be like, oh, well, they're going through something. That's fine. Like, sometimes I feel like with projection, because it's a subconscious thing, I think there's a lot of, like, negligence for the fact that other people go through things as well. We all live hard lives, whether we want to accept the fact or not. Like, we all have something going on. We all feel things deep down. We all have probably, like, weird parental relationships. You know, we all have something going on at home. We probably all lost someone. We probably all, are dealing with something subconsciously. We're dealing with something mentally. We're dealing with something emotionally. We're going through a breakup. We're going through this. We're going through that. But that is fine. That is normal. That is life. Do not make another person feel bad because you feel bad. Especially a person who's trying to be here for you. A person who's trying to be there for you. Stop acting on nonchalant, like you don't care, like you can't be bothered, like you have to isolate from literally everybody who cares about you because you're in pain. And I don't mean to say that and it being like, oh, like this person, like, isolating, taking the steps they need to, like, work on themselves is a bad thing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, just because you feel like crap, just because you feel bad, does not mean you need to make other people feel bad. I've always been the friend that actually would, like, ghost all of my friends because I would be in the bad mental space. I would feel really bad. And I, like, have them tell me, like, they did not like that. You know, I just feel like when you cut people off and not tell them what they did wrong or what's wrong with you, that makes people feel like crap. And I didn't realize that until, like, it started happening to me. I understand always if people need a second. I understand if people have things going on in their lives, things they need to talk about. You know, they're not feeling like themselves. I get that wholeheartedly. I'm not saying you have to walk around and be like, hey guys, like, I feel bad. But if your friends are checking up on you, if your friends are like trying to text you and talk to you, don't make them feel like crap for trying to be a good friend to you and care about you. Don't project your bad feelings. Don't make them feel bad because you feel bad. Nobody deserves that. I was like looking because I want to get really like in depth with this and not go based off of my own experience on like what projection is and what it looks like, but basically because like projection is like it has to do with psychology, but basically like for example like a classroom bully who teases other people about like crying but they're quick to cry, like that's projecting. That's like, it's like I was reading a book, it has to do with like I guess like not the shadow, I want to see if I can find it, but it's like the shadow concept or like the shadow self, and it's like we are ourselves, and then there's a shadow self, which is the things we don't like about ourselves, the dark things about ourselves, and we don't like certain things about other people because they mimic things we dislike about ourselves. I may not like a very confident person, or I may not like a very insecure person, and I'm very insecure. Hold on, I don't know if that makes sense. Excuse me, I just burped. I think the first one makes more sense. If I'm a very insecure person, I'm not going to really like confident people because I'm not a confident person. Or even way, I might even gravitate towards it. I might like that about somebody else. It really works in like different ways. But typically the things that other people have or the things that we dislike about ourselves are deep, very deep down about ourselves that we don't like. And we see those things in other people. We strongly dislike them for it because they have traits that we don't like. I follow this girl on TikTok and she's always talking too about like spirituality and how when you change your perspective, change your vibrations, change your ideologies, change the way you approach things, approach people, when you genuinely heal, you attract people who are more in your likeness. When you are a very unhealed version of yourself, you're going to attract people who are very similar to you. Your company is going to be very similar to you because you are going to be very, I guess, complacent with who you are. You're not really going to recognize a lot of the wrongs, especially in your relationships. I think with me, I see a lot of things I need to work on through other people I talk to or deal with. I'll be like, wow, me and this person are very similar. That is not a good thing because they'll have the same flaws that I have that I've had for a very long time that I needed to work on. A lot of triggers they trigger within me because, like, I'm very unhealed. And I think when you recognize you're projecting, when you recognize, like, other people are projecting onto you, one, I do believe the way people project onto others is the way they feel about themselves 100%. How you feel about me is kind of a reflection on how you feel about yourself, honestly. And everybody's perception of you is different. I literally wrote in my notes the other day, your perception of me has nothing to do with me. Like how you feel about me, how you perceive me, what you think about me, nothing to do with me. Not my fault, not my problem. Obviously in ways where you're at fault, you're in the wrong, you have a poor experience with me. Please ever too, like, don't ever let one person's poor experience with you define you as a person. We all make mistakes. We are all, you know, at fault in some aspect. And everybody experiences a different version of you. That's why I never go based off of what other people are saying about another person. Because just because you experienced a bad version of them does not mean I'm going to experience a bad version of them. Just because you've experienced an unhealed version of me does not mean everybody's going to experience an unhealed version of me. Because at the end of the day, I feel like we are recognizing our faults, our traits, we are recognizing our triggers, we are recognizing the things that we have, you know, twisted up in life a little bit. Like, my mom and I were literally just talking, and she was saying, like, India, you need to focus on consideration a little bit more, and that's fine. Like, you know, so some people, I might be a very considerate individual to my family. I may struggle being a little more open-minded and considerate of what is happening around me. I may lack that awareness sometimes, and that's perfectly fine. I feel like too, when you are taking like the steps to heal, you're taking the journey to grow, always be open-minded, always listen to what other people are telling you about with a grain of salt. Me and my mom have very many conversations because I'm always coming to her asking, like, hey, what do you think I can work on as a person? What do you think I can work on to better myself in our relationship, in this house, like, in with other people? Like, what are things that you think you can do? And she, I remember she told me, like, How when other people are telling you about yourself, always take that with a grain of salt, because that's literally sometimes how they perceive you, how they are projecting onto you. Like, I've heard people say things to me about me that I 125% don't agree with. I'm like, that's how you feel about yourself. And you can tell when people are projecting. It's so funny sometimes, because people will say things about you and you know that's literally not you. That's not your character. That's not how you act, but that's how they act. That's how they feel about themselves. And so what I feel like when you give people an opportunity to tell you about yourself, they're gonna take that as an opportunity to kind of project how they feel about themselves onto you. So I always take everything people say with a grain of salt, and I always suggest that everybody takes things that others say with a grain of salt. Projection is a very interesting concept. To me, I think it's very fascinating how we project unhealed versions of ourselves onto other people, unhealed feelings, unhealed thoughts, our traumas. I think projection shows you so deeply how we need to heal, like how we need to heal, how I need to heal, how everybody needs to heal, and how there just needs to be more of a self-reflection. I think if more people took the time to reflect on the way they were, the way they act, the way they feel, the way they think, the things they do, if a lot of people took the time and the initiative to understand themselves and their why and their reasoning, I feel like it'd be a little more easier to treat people a lot better. I have had a conversation, oh my gosh, with a friend. He was taking me home. He sat in the car before I even got out, and we were just talking. We were chit-chatting it up, and we went to the same elementary school. We went to the same middle school. We were never really like besties or we were ever really close friends, but we were like, affiliated with one another. And I remember saying how I look back a lot in life, and I think that a lot of my peers and a lot of, like, how do I explain this? Basically, I have to give you guys more of a backstory. I was always in trouble as a kid. I was a very smart mouth kid. I still low-key do have a very big smart mouth, but it's gotten better with time. I was always in trouble. I was very mean, very one-sided, closed-minded, very pessimistic, negative. Not to just say like, boom, these are all these things, like I didn't have one good trait, because that's a lie. I am a comical, funny, outgoing personality, and I can recognize that, but I can also always recognize when I'm not a good person and I'm not good to other people. So with that being said, me and this person were talking. I'm telling them I feel like as a child I had a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of sadness. I don't know why, what stemmed that, what made me feel that way, where I felt unseen, unheard, wherever that case may be. I felt like I projected a lot of my bitter feelings onto other people, and I made them feel bad because I felt bad. Everything in life is projection. Every single thing. I told him I felt like a lot of us got in trouble as a kid. A lot of us, rebelled, stood out, wanted like some kind of attention. That was our form of getting attention, our form of getting like called. We're projecting how we feel onto other people. We are acting out of a want, out of a need for a response. We are acting out. Like, I always feel like people do things as like a cry for help. People do things like that. I just never feel like there's a reaction within someone, or they're not. I never think that people just act certain ways in certain ways because that's just who they are. I feel like there's always something to stem that. I feel like a person isn't like, I don't know how to explain it. I feel like people aren't isolated and standoffish because that's just who they are. I feel like that's how they've just made themselves to be. I feel like they've dealt with people who made them felt very isolated. I feel like they've dealt with people who did not make them feel included, who did not make them feel wanted. So they just isolate themselves. I know there are people who are very mean because they're very insecure. They don't like certain things about other people, so they pick on them because they don't have those things. That's literally projection. Everything, like when they would talk about bullying in middle school or elementary school and go through the PowerPoints and how there's bystanders and victims and bullies, the people who bully are the people who are hurting the most. They are lacking, and they pick on those who look like easy targets, or like they victimize because they just have something that they don't. Like, everybody is just projecting in so many ways, and it's such a like interesting psychological thing to me. I really like thinking about projection because it's all around us and it's happening all the time, and it's a very subconscious thing. We're not conscious about what we're doing and why we're doing it. We're just doing it. Okay, So I wanted to circle back to how I mentioned like the shadow person, like this like psychological like concept. And so basically what is a shadow person? It's an unconscious aspect of the personality. It does not correspond with the ego's ideals or leading the ego to resist and project like a shadow self. It's like a repressed idea. It's an analytical, psychological like concept. It's an ego diagnostic or dystonic complex. And basically, like for example, a person who believes that being assertive is being selfish. These are all from Google, by the way. And it says that so he goes through life being pushed around by other people, and deep down he sees something like with resent he resents being assertive. So that makes him feel guilty. In this case, like his potential for assertiveness and his resentment for it both form from part of the shadow. So I think like to me how I comprehend this or how I understand this or think about it is this person may not like assertive people because he personally believes that that makes him a selfish person, or he's told like being assertive makes you selfish. I also struggle with assertiveness because it goes with boundaries and it makes me feel like okay, like this is a good example because I've also felt this way. I've literally for the longest have struggled to set boundaries because I felt like setting boundaries have made me like mean. Because I also told you guys like I was a very mean person, so I would try to work on how to be a nicer person. Being nice has gotten me called like soft, a pushover. It's made it easier for people to walk all over me. This was something I struggled with sophomore year. So after I felt this way, it's very trapping to struggle with how do I be nice to people? How do I be kind to people? How do I not get walked over? How do I do that? The baseline is being assertive, you know, having those boundaries, being like, hey, I don't like this, I don't appreciate this. This isn't what I want. And I felt like being assertive made me mean, so I didn't choose to be assertive. I think that has to do with the shadow self. There's a light in this aspect because, like it says here, there's the struggle for seeing the potential in being assertive, but also seeing like the negative aspect that is associated, the negative thought, the negative feeling with it. So there is a resentment for the idea of being assertive. That's kind of how I comprehend it. I don't know if I'm, you know, grasping the concept as strong as I could be or as strong as I should be, but that's what it like seems like to me. And how like feelings and behaviors, these are all from Google once again, from like this unconscious shadow self is just like being irritated and angry for no reason, nervous and anxious for no reason, regurgitating negative thoughts and emotions, thinking that things are meaningless, being apathetic, bored, compulsively hiding how you feel, just things like that. I think because I couldn't formulate this into my own words, so I had to do a little research, but basically, the shadow self contains all the potentials that we have disowned because we experience the shadow as our non-self. So we often unconsciously, which is subconsciously, I guess, unconsciously, subconsciously project it out into the outside world, therefore experiencing it as an external force. Basically, we're just projecting. It's a metaphorical sense that this, not person, but this piece of ourself is something that we just project onto others, project out into the world, project around us, which, you know, afflicts and affects the relationships with the people we have around us as well. I literally think projection and dealing with unhealed versions of yourself makes you push and pour those feelings onto other people. I think it's a very deeper concept than it's imagined to be. I think too, a lot of people run away from themselves. They run away from like a lot of the feelings they feel, because healing is so scary sometimes. Diving deep, like I see so many videos on TikTok about getting a shadow work journal. Do you know how hard it is to like go in within yourself, pick up deep things that you've buried so deep within yourself, you've repressed so far within yourself that you don't want to deal with, you don't want to experience again, you don't want to feel again. Dig those things up and like try to heal those things. Excuse me. Oh my gosh, excuse me again. Healing is hard. It's really not. I have so many things happening right now. Sorry, I just yawned. But healing is hard. And there is so much you have to go and so many steps you have to take in order to become this more healed and better version of yourself. I am in right now a very grave and big healing process of myself because there's been so much repressed pain, hurt, anguish, frustration, bitterness that I've like pushed away from. There's so much that I have grasped such a negative perspective on that was never me before, was never the way I thought or felt about things, and was never anything of the sort. But I've recognized in my life that I've projected a lot of my unhealed negative feelings on other people. And the biggest way to grow from that is accepting that and forgiving yourself for that. That's literally the best way to grow. Just forgive yourself. Be patient. Be graceful towards yourself. And you can only go forward once you recognize it, once you understand it, once you like take the time, sit down with it, think about it. You can only go forward. I feel like once you hit rock bottom, you can only go up. You can't like what's lower than rock bottom? I feel like I saw a video about how this person says they love hitting rock bottom. They love the concept of hitting rock bottom. They love the thought of hitting rock bottom because does it feel good? No. Like it will never ever ever feel good. It will never feel good to recognize that you are at a low point. It will never feel good to recognize you are sad, you are hurting, but it is so beautiful to build yourself back up. It is so beautiful to pick yourself back up, to persevere, even when it feels easier to just wallow in that sadness. Like, please don't ever let complacency take over because being sad is addictive, and a lot of people find comfort in that sadness to where they never find joy and happiness because they love being sad because they're so used to it. Heal, please heal. Like, emphasize healing because it's important. And I think that's when you grow and meet good people around you, and when life is good, when you have good people around you in the times where it's bad and you have things that you're going through and things that you're feeling, you know how to cope and deal and manage with it in a healthy way, and you have a positive environment that can help you get through it in a healthy way. So I think that's a very beautiful thing. And yeah, that is my episode on projection. And mwah, I love you guys. I will see you all next week. Bye.